defensive lineman from Independence Community College in Kansas. What's up, Emmett? Emmett Gooden.
What's going on?
None much. What's it like in Emmett Gooden's life today?
Man, you know, just putting myself in the NFL draft. And what can I do? What kind of steps can I take to put myself there? And you know, that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Is it? I tell you what, I really liked this night, the first night of the NFL draft. Emmett, I mean, it's a lot of dreams come true. A lot of hard work is rewarded, and obviously, I saw where Myles Garrett was the first guy to go in the draft. Do you see yourself walking across that stage in a few years?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. I hold myself accountable for high expectation, and I try to live up to it. And you know, I pray every night. And I hope the Lord bless me to be a first-round pick.
Okay, you're coming to Fayetteville this weekend. What are you looking forward to the most about the trip to Fayetteville?
Meeting some of the fans. You know, Arkansas fans have been showing me major love on Twitter, and I really do appreciate that. So looking forward to meet some of the fans and most of all the coaches, and get to chill with my big bro Sosa.
Yeah, talk about that. You and McTelvin Aguim are good buddies, and I didn't realize that until after talking to you. You guys obviously met during the recruiting process. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys always kind of stayed in touch from time to time, or you guys kind of just caught up recently?
Yeah, we try to stay in touch from time to time. You know, if I see them over the internet, I like a couple pictures here and there and stuff like that. But most recently, since he thought I was at Mississippi State, so we kind of lost touch then. But most recently, since I picked up the Arkansas interest in the offer, I mean, we've been talking ever since, just about every day.
All right, what does he tell you about the University of Arkansas?
That is a great school, and it's an upcoming program, and that I would be the perfect fit for the D-line.
Okay. Obviously, you're a guy that Arkansas would love to see in the middle of the defense. And I tweeted out that you were 6'4", 320, and a flat belly. How in the world does a guy 6'4", 320 be a flat belly?
Man, eating good. Lifting weights and athletic. I mean, I was a basketball player. I didn't put on this weight till like the end of my senior year, heading to my first JUCO. So yeah.
Talk about that. How much did you weigh then and up to JUCO to add all that much weight?
Let's see. I think my senior year, I was like 280. No, my junior year, I was 280. Senior year, I played like 285, 290. And going into my first junior college, Holmes Green College in Mississippi, I was 300. Then I put on the rest here.
And you still got that six-pack going, season. Don't you? Still got that six-pack going, right, Emmett?
Yeah, I got to have a six-pack.
You got the six-pack. The ladies like a big guy with a six-pack, no doubt. When you found out that Arkansas was coming on the first day of the evaluation period, Coach Rhodes and Coach John Scott Jr., both of them showed up at your school. It seemed to make a pretty strong impression on you. If you would kind of talk about that.
But really, I really didn't know. I thought my coach was joking with me. You know, I just got out of class. No, I was taking a nap, and my coach was blowing me up. I'm a hard sleeper, so I woke up. He said, "Yo, get to the office. Arkansas here to see you." So when I got in the office, you know, I'm thinking like it's like any other school that's coming in the spring. Maybe they want to shake my hand and wasn't. So you know, they shook my hand and came. They said we're gonna be at practice watching tonight. So when I got to practice, I'm all juiced up. It's like the first day of pass. I want to say no. It's like I don't know. But anyway, it was like I was juiced up because they was there to watch me. And it was a couple more schools out there. And, you know, just to realize that they were there and having their eyes on me, especially Coach Scott and Coach Rowe, basically the whole time, I mean, it made me excited.
And you not only do you know Sosa, you also know Jalen Barford, a guard on the basketball team. You know, and he spoke well, too, of Arkansas. You got two guys kind of in your ear saying good things about a school. Does that kind of help things, or do you have maybe friends at other schools that kind of do the same?
I'm pretty well connected throughout the United States. I have people around me everywhere. I have basketball friends that play at some major Power 5 schools, and you know, they kind of in my ear if they school recruit me, but you know, I just want to get a chance to go see it myself, and you know, I think that's going to be the key to this weekend.
Leading up to the visit, who have you been communicating with before you head down to Fayetteville?
OU is coming in full force. Talked to Coach Stoops today. Oregon reached out to me. Tennessee, mostly everybody is coming in full force since the Arkansas offer.
Did it seem like things picked up that after the Razorbacks offered you?
I would say yes. Most definitely. Ever since the Razorback, well, I've been had the offer, but the Coach B, he like officially offered me yesterday on FaceTime. Me and Derrick Abram, one of my teammates, the cornerback. So I mean, things have been coming in full force ever since the Arkansas offer. So I would say Arkansas really put me on top right now.
Gotcha. Another thing that I, you know, in talking to you, Emmett, you really love kids, and you kind of it goes back to when you were a kid, and you looked up to older athletes, and you seem to really embrace that, and you try to encourage kids to do the right thing. Go back to when you was a kid, and what shaped you into who you are today about your love for kids.
I would say, being in daycare, my godmother, she had her own daycare center. So being raised up by her and surrounded by a bunch of kids, and it made me fell in love with them. So I would say my godmother had that big impression on me. And like growing up, you know, we were from small town, so everybody looked up to the high school kids, and I used to look up to some of the high school athletes, and they didn't succeed. You know, they went through college, some dropped out, some, you know, went their own ways. And I always wanted to be different. I always wanted to be the type that do something that nobody in the city, nobody in my family never done before. And that was drives me to this day. You know, some people, once they hit JUCO, they start straying away. And, you know, I try to go by my morals that my parents taught me growing up, and try to, you know, keep my head on straight and keep God first. And to this day, I mean, I'm just blessed.
Well, Emmett, it seems like you're doing a good job and you're going in the right direction. When do you want to make when do you want to make your decision about where you're going to go to the next level?
I mean, school piled up. It pushed my time back. But I was hoping to, you know, do the couple unofficial to the schools, and looking forward to this summer, release the top 10, maybe top 5, it depends, and try to make my official announcement sometime in November towards the end of my season, when all my officials are done and all that. So close to signing day, the early signing day period.
Hey Emmett, obviously being a big guy, and I'm not at your level or anything as far as size, but I love to eat, and I know I'm sure you do too. What's the perfect meal for Emmett Gooden? If you could have that perfect meal tonight, what would it be?
Good soul food, some good fried chicken, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, rice. Some good food like that. I'm a down south dude. I'm not too much of a seafood guy, and I already heard about a couple spots in Fayetteville. So as soon as I get down tomorrow night, I need to go ahead and get my grub on.
Emmett, you're gonna go from 320 to 330 in no time, and you're gonna lose that six pack. You need to watch it out, big guy.
Yes, sir. They might move me to old lineman then.
All right, dessert. What kind of dessert do you like?
Yeah, I have so much. I like the butter roll. I like the peach cobbler. I like strawberry cake, lemon cake. I'm not too much of a pie person. I just love cake. Strawberry, lemon, plum chocolate with the white filling. You know, I just love cake.
Okay, after dinner, don't get in the way when you're going towards the cakes, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
In the ice cream also.
Okay. It's kind of like going after the quarterback. Yeah, you'll tackle that ice cream and that cake in no time. You'll bowl over somebody, right?
Yes, sir. You got to attack it.
I got you. Hey, Emmett. Hey, man. We got about 20 seconds. Give a few shout-outs.
I want to give a shout-out to you for spending the time to talk to me. I want to give a shout-out to Hall Nation. I can't wait to see all you guys this weekend. I want to give a shout-out to my family back at home and all my friends across the world and country.